Today's episode is entitled Uncluttered, something I wrote back in December of 2021, just before Christmas time. More often than not these days, especially near the holidays, we seem to be too busy. With the hustle and bustle of the holidays starting at the end of October, it is go, go, go time, from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas and New Year's. But is this what is best for our lives? Are we focused on what is important? If everything seems so busy, running from store to store, shopping online, trying to find just the perfect gift, trying to keep up and give in comparison to what you believe you will receive. When has the holiday time transformed from the heart to trying to keep up with your neighbor? When has the focus of the holidays switched from that of family time, enjoying one another's company, to feeling bad, down, and guilty for not being able to keep up with others? Giving is supposed to be that of a heart gift. After all, our best example of this type of giving comes from our Heavenly Father. He gave from the heart. He gave His only Son to die for us. It is not about the hubbub and how much financial debt you can incur to make others happy. That only leads to stress, anxiety, and feelings of loneliness. So why do we do it, you ask? Why do you feel the need to give to the point of causing anxiety and stress? I'm reminded of a song called Uncluttered by Gwen Smith. I'll recite the words to the song. Another day of way too much to do, another list of things I can't get to. Feel like I'm running, but I'm losing ground. Never quite enough of me to go around. If I could strain away the noise of all the voices calling me, I will run into the silence where I can hear God speak. So I'm cleaning out some closets, tearing down some walls, things I've never needed that have been there way too long. Give myself completely, nothing in between. That's the kind of love He has for me, 'cause I want my love for Him to always be uncluttered. If faith is just believing with the heart, then tell me why sometimes it seems so hard. I know that I trust Him and live like it's true, but still I wonder if there's more that I can do. I want to understand His ways. I want to follow in His steps. So daily I surrender until there's nothing left. So I'm cleaning out some closets, tearing down some walls, things I've never needed that have been there way too long. Give myself completely with nothing in between. That's the kind of love He has for me. I want my love for Him to always be uncluttered. Another day of way too much to do, feeling a sense of running but not going anywhere. There is so much pulling on us one way and then another. So much noise that we get suckered into the wrong ways and deception of the enemy. He is the head of fear, inadequacies, anxiety, and a sense of loss. But Christ is the conqueror of these feelings of fear, inadequacies, anxiety, and a sense of loss. He, Christ, gives us a sense of acceptance, security, and significance. He wants us to declutter our mind, heart, and spirit. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, He tells us that we are a child of God. We are bought with a price, 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. We are complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10. We are confident that the good work God has begun in us will be perfected, Philippians 1:6. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. We have been chosen to and appointed to bear fruit. John 15:16. We are God's temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. God has called us to be his hands and feet. We are to speak his word to the nations. But how are we to do that if we allow the hustle and bustle of the world to clutter our hearts, souls, minds, and spirits? We are called according to his purpose to carry out his will. When we unclutter our minds, we are able to focus on what is important, the will of Christ. We are to live our lives as children of the light, uncluttering our minds. When we unclutter our lives, it shows that we are being drawn into the consumer culture of more stuff is better. However, God wants our hearts, souls, minds, and spirits to be uncluttered. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32 state, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you." I did a little research on how to unclutter your soul, and this is some of what I learned. First, take inventory of your life. Isaiah 1:18. "Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." Matthew 10, verses 9 to 10. Jesus sent the disciples out without any money or spare clothes. God wants us to declutter our lives and not have anything in excess to draw us from him and his word. Second, get rid of regrets. Regrets hold us to the past and don't allow us to fully declutter and move on. Acts 3:19. "Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." God wants us to repent our sins and confess whatever is making us feel shame, guilt, and regret. Third, don't set unhealthy goals. Psalm 20, verse 4. "May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed." Psalm 33:11. "But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations." God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. All we need to do is reach out to him in prayer and ask him to guide our goal setting. Fourth, purge unhealthy relationships. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus told his followers that taking up the cross might require them to declutter their relationships and leave behind family members. 1 Corinthians 15:33. "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins bad morals." Proverbs 13:20. "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." It is important to God to be in good company. A toxic relationship brings negativity and pain to those in it. We need to pray and trust that God will continually help us to grow in consistently loving one another very deeply, in encouraging one another in patience, forgiveness, and kindness, and also to know when to let go and not put ourselves in a position where our values are compromised because of a bad relationship, and consequently, our relationship with God becomes shaky, going in a downward spiral. Fifth, Don't replace old clutter with new clutter. Matthew 6:19-21. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moths and vermins destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. As God's word states, where our treasures are, so too will be our hearts. So we need to place our lives in our Heavenly Father, store up treasures in our hearts with the love of Christ, and share His love with others. No earthly treasure can satisfy what Christ can give us, eternal life. The idea of decluttering our lives comes straight from the Bible. I will end today with several biblical keys for goal setting. I found this at the CelebrateEveryDayWithMe.com website. Faith. We serve a big God who can accomplish the impossible. There is nothing He can't do. We can believe that His journey with us and always that His journeys with us and always has our best in mind. He is trustworthy and faithful. Humility. We never want to be in a position of demanding that things work out or that all our goals are accomplished exactly as we say. The Lord's will always trumps our own. We need to be sure our attitude is one of humility before our holy and mighty God. Commitment. We need to commit ourselves to the tasks at hand. Diligence. Goals often require hard work. We need to be diligent in our effort. Perseverance. We will face setbacks and disappointments, but need to be to persevere through rough times. Don't give up. Align with God's word and will. As we mentioned above, we are within the parameters of God's word and His character. Forethought and planning. Have we done the appropriate homework before starting our task? Have we counted the cost? Motivation. We need to ask the hard questions. What is our goal and why? Do we have selfish motives? Or are we operating with a healthy heart? It is important to unclutter our lives with the unnecessary things of this world and fill our lives with things of God. If this seems like a difficult or monumental task that you just can't handle, don't worry. He is there with us. All we have to do is keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and God will roll the stones away and make straight your path to a life of uncluttered joy in Him.